Hello, my name is Samantha Melendez. I am 17 years old. Today is October 30th, 2019. And I'm speaking with Viviana Infante, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Miami, Florida.
Mom, do I have permission to record this interview?
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
Mom, who has been the most influential person in your life?
My parents.
And what did they teach you?
They taught me values. They taught me respect. They taught me the love for God. They taught me all the good things that I am today. They taught me that I have to work for what I want, that life wasn't easy, but you can make your life the way you want if you work hard for it. They always told me that I need to study and to become a professional in order to have what I want. Since I was little, I like good things. So they used to tell me, well, you're gonna need to work really hard to have everything that you want. So that's what I did. I study, I make myself a professional, and I work. I'm consider myself a good person, and I think I teach you all the good things that my mom taught me, and that would be the best for me, that you become a great person based on what I'm teaching you and I learned it from my parents.
Thank you.
No?
When did you find out that you were going to become a parent?
When I was around 6 weeks pregnant, I missed my menstruation, and I had the feeling that I was pregnant. So I made an appointment with the doctor, and that's when I found out.
And how were you feeling?
I was feeling the most happy person in the whole world.
Growing up, how many kids did you aspire to have?
Well, first I didn't want to have a lot of kids because I have a lot of sisters and brothers, so I wanted to be the only child. But then when I was a teenager, thinking, when you were having conversation with your friends, I started thinking that I wanted to have maybe 2 or 3, no more than that.
Do you remember what was going through your head when you first saw me?
Of course. I was so happy. I was so thankful to God that finally I had my beautiful girl. That I knew that you were healthy, because they say when the babies cry a lot when they are born, it's because they are coming very healthy. And you were crying so much. And I was super happy when the doctor put me, my baby, on my chest. I felt so, so happy.
What were the hardest moments when I was growing up?
The hardest moment, I think, when I have to leave you with the babysitter, because I have to go back to work. You were only 3 months and I have to start working again. So I have to leave you with the babysitter. That was the most hardest time for me. And then later on, when you used to get sick, a little cold here and there, and I had to work, so I had to send you to the daycare. But thank God I haven't had too hard times with you. Everything has been pretty happy.
What is the first memory you have of me?
The first memory when I saw you for the first time. That was, you were so beautiful. You looked exactly like your dad. And we were very happy. You had a lot of hair. And it was like the happiest moment in my life.
What was one of the worst things you ever did as a kid?
Oof, yeah. I remember I was around 14 years old. Okay, something that I did that was really, really crazy. I was around, again, like 14, I think. And, okay, my parents, my father gave me permission to go to eat pizza to a restaurant very close to my house. So we could actually walk. And he asked me who are going. And I said, oh, I'm going with my friends. He asked me, only girls or girls and boys? I said, only girls. And that was a lie because there were boys going too. And my father told me, okay, you can go. You sure it's only girls? Yes. Okay. So then he went to pick me up, and he saw that we were with the boys there eating. And he got really upset. He told me that I didn't need to lie to him. I should have just told him that we were going with my friends, that they were boys. But I was scared because he was very strict, so I didn't want to say anything to him. And because I lied to him, I was grounded for 1 month. I couldn't go out.
Tough. What advice would you give me about raising my own kids?
To love them as much as you can, to protect them, to always make them to count on, you know, to make feel that they can count on you. To respect them, to teach them discipline, and I think the love is the most important.
What are your dreams for me?
Oof, I dream you first to be a professional, to have your career, to work in the field that you study, and then to have your own family and to have your kids so I can be a grandmother, and to see you happy, to see all your dreams come true, to be very healthy.
How would you like to be remembered?
Well, first, that I was a good daughter. Second, that I was a good sister, a good friend, a good coworker, a good boss, a good human being. I think that is very important when your time is over here, when people talk about you, that they always remember that you were a good person, that you respect everyone, that you did everything possible and to make people feel good. And for me also, I think would be the most beautiful way to be, for you to remember me, is that your mom loved you so much and she always put you before anything, that you always be my first priority and you always can count on me.
Thank you so much for allowing me to record this interview. I really learned a lot. even though we are very close. And I hope that you had a great time.
Yes, I did. It's kind of weird, but I did. Thank you very much for interviewing me, my love.
Boom!